The 12th of August is International Youth Day. In order to highlight the day, the International Labour Organization is shining the spotlight on youth employment. The ILO is warning of a scarred generation of young workers facing a dangerous mix of high unemployment, increased inactivity and precarious work in developed countries, as well as persistently high working poverty in the developing world. But although there is cause for concern, Yves Perardel, Technical Officer of the Youth Employment Programme at the International Labour Organization, tells Charles Collins there are ways to tackle the crisis.
Especially here in Europe and in other countries too, there has been a huge problem with youth employment, that the recession has hit young people worse than other people. What can we do to stop this trend? What can we do to improve the situation with youth employment?
Well, I think the message from the ILO was quite clear. The idea is really that the austerity measures that have been taken all around across Europe are extremely negative for the youth employment situation, because the youth are always the first one affected when a crisis is coming, and it's clearly what is happening now in Europe. And the main message is really the austerity measures that have been taken by many countries in Europe over the past few years are clearly having a negative impact on the employment situation. How it can be solved? So one is reduce the austerity measures, and the second is really put some employment policies that are in favor of new technologies, in favor of green jobs, in favor of, I would say, future economic sectors that would create a lot of direct employment in Europe.
Can you be give us some ideas of what some of these programs could do? Are there any examples out there that other countries might be able to follow?
Well, yes. For example, the green jobs, you have some studies that were done where it was explained that you can have more than 1 million jobs created in the next 5 years, having a country specifically investing in the green technology and green jobs. So it can go from energy to create structures that are specialized in that kind of area. And it's jobs that you would have directly in your country. So it's not, if a country is getting specialized in that, then the country will take the lead in such a economy. And he would suffer less of the globalization, and it's also one of the problems that you have in Europe right now is the globalization is clearly because many industries in Europe are facing the concurrence of all over the world, and they can't, with the cost, labor cost in Europe, they can't compete in some of these industries. So if you specialize in industries that are oriented toward the future, you can avoid to face the globalization right now, or at least less than what's happening right now.
What about the skills gap? Many employers say that young people, the people in their 20s, haven't been trained enough, haven't been educated enough to work in some of these high-tech industries. Is there a way to improve the skills level of today's generation, or is there something that should have been, you know, that has to start earlier than some of the young unemployed can benefit from?
Well, of course, it's quite a long process. So, but I mean, it's never too late. So, of course, you can do things now. It will take time, but it's true for someone who is unemployed. If he can have trainings in some specific sectors, areas where you have jobs that are created, it would improve his situation, because then he would be able to find probably a job quite quickly. It's never too late. It would have been better, of course, if these kind of policies, skills-oriented policies, would have been in place 5 years ago. But I think the main message is it's never too late, and you can still do it now. And it's really a matter of having a deep analysis in each country, what are the skills there and what are the skills that are needed in each country, and how can you fill that gap and have better results.